As the West Virginia State Legislature continues to wrangle over what would be appropriate new regulations, and as Governor Tomlin's bill makes its way through the Capitol, Morgantown water utility leaders are carefully watching the situation unfold. Timothy Ball is the general manager of the Morgantown Utility Board. He says the city's got some policies already on the books that he feels would help if a similar situation were to occur in Morgantown.
That's a great advantage that Morgantown has over a lot of other utilities, and that is that we do have a secondary water source that is available, immediately available to us in the event that we need to switch over to it. We have a raw water reservoir called the Coben Creek Reservoir, and the beautiful thing about that is that it's protected from and completely separate from the Mon, so that if any contamination occurs on the Mon, that contamination will not affect the Coben Creek Reservoir, and it flows by gravity into our treatment plant.
In 2003, the Department of Health and Human Resources assessed the threats to the Monongahela River's drinking water supply in a source water assessment document. It made recommendations to prevent water contamination. This was updated in 2011 after Marcellus gas wells were drilled near the public water intake. Ball says these guides help the utility tremendously, but he feels more can be done, particularly in identifying storage facilities and other places near the water intake that could possibly contaminate water.
Machine shops and chemical storage facilities, anything of that nature. We need to proactively go out and assemble an inventory of materials, both the nature of the material and the quantity. And gather that information and have it here. So that's the greatest lesson learned for us. Now, actually, one lesson from Charleston is that to a large degree, that information is already assembled, but it's not yet been delivered to the water utilities in most cases.
It's basically all about communication. Ball says emergency planning committees have the information, and utilities like MUB need to go out and get it. But there's another key element. Ball says that's notification.
If and when a spill occurs, immediate notification is perhaps the most valuable piece of information that the utility can have. Putting ourselves in the scenario here at Morgantown, I started this conversation by pointing out that we have the secondary water source that's available to us at Coben Creek. That's only useful, the availability of that second source is only useful if we are aware that there is a spill and that we need to take those precautionary measures of shutting down the river intake and switching over to the Coben Creek intake. So immediate notification to the water utility is a key element.
Many are now calling for utilities to follow specific water source assessment plans. One is Monongalia County Delegate Barbara Evans Fleischauer.
We need to do contingency planning. We need to have alternative sources available if there is a need for replacement water. And we also need to do management planning to protect our water resources. And I think what happened was that there was no funding for the implementation of these recommendations. Where we are now is the pound of cure stage. Basically, what they said was you need to do this advanced planning so that you don't have a disaster, and we have a disaster.
The governor's proposed legislation would require public water systems to provide reports to state environment officials on several of these points, including contingency plans should a spill from a tank occur, as well as information on possible secondary water sources, and a management plan to protect the water supply from that contamination. Those full reports would be due effective 90 days from passage of the governor's bill.